Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to the Kal Shari Avram Iyun HaParsha series. We are holding this week in Parshas Shlach. Of course, we have the fundamental mitzvah of tzitzis that is in this week's Parsha, and it behooves us to speak about this mitzvah and a few of its interesting inyanim. The Rambam in Maram Makom number 1 brings the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mitzvah Yudalad, Hi Shetzivonu Lasois Tzitzis Fu Omer Yisale V'osu Lohem Tzitzis V'nosnu Al Tzitzis HaKnaf. A mitzvah of tzitzis. It's interesting, as we pointed out many times already, that the Rambam does not codify his mitzvahs based upon the sequence that they appear in the Torah, but rather in terms of both the significance and he has groupings. So mitzvah of tzitzis is the 14th mitzvah in all of the Tariq mitzvahs. It's brought amongst the mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, of Shema, of Tefillin, of Mezuzah. So the placement of this mitzvah shows and emphasizes to us how critical it is amongst all of the Tariq mitzvahs. But once we're already discussing the sequence of the mitzvahs, if you look at Maram Makom number 2, it's interesting to point out exactly where this mitzvah is brought. Mitzvah Yud Aleph is Lilmud Torah, Ulalamda. Mitzvah Yud Beis, Tfilin Berosh. Mitzvah Yud Gimel, Tfilin Shalyad. Mitzvah Yud Dalet Tzitzis, and Mitzvah Tesvov is Mezuzah. So just to ask a small ha'ara, which I don't have an answer to, Lefa'ira, Tfilin is Tashmishe Kedusha. Mezuzah is Tashmishe Kedusha. They have in them innate Kedusha. Tzitzis is what we call Tashmishe Mitzvah. There's no Kedusha in the Tzitzis. So presumably one could ask Akasha, why would the order not be Tfilin, Mezuzah, Tzitzis, as opposed to Tfilin, Tzitzis, Mezuzah, if we understand that what comes first is more Kaddish, which is Tfilin, so Mezuzah L'chol should have followed Tfilin, and Tzitzis should have been afterwards. But that's not how the Rambam brings it. And I think what adds to this Kasha is the Rambam in Yana Chazaka, when he goes through the halachas of these mitzvahs, he actually does precede mezuzah to tzitzis. If you look at Maram Makom number 3, it's Hilchos Kriyashma, Hilchos Tfilo Obirkos Kaihanim, Hilchos Tfilon Umezuzah Vesefer Torah, and then Hilchos Tzitzis. So just ara, when it comes to the minyan ha-mitzvahs, when the sequence and the tabulation of the mitzvahs, it's a little bit schwer why tzitzis should be brought right after tefillin. L'chayre tefillin and mezuzah are more intertwined, and then maybe tzitzis should have come after. Okay, a little bit of food for thought that for now we will leave not answered. Let's get into two of the significant inyanim in today's shir. The first inyan is going to carry us to the understanding of what is the construct, what is the formulation, what is the geder of the mitzvah of tzitzis. And if you look at the Rabbi Chanan, in Maram Makom number 4, Rabbi Chanan gives us a very important chakira to help us understand the formulation, the construct, the geder of this mitzvah. The Yesh Lachkar, this is Maram Makom number 4, this is the Kaibetz Shi'urim in Ksuvis in Ois Reish Nun. Today we're going to have a Rabbi Chanan, a Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, a stipler, and that will carry us through the major Ian. At the end we'll conclude with a nice tickle from Nissen Karelitz. So we have a chakira of the Kavod Shiurim of Rabbi Chanan, the Yesh Lachkar b'mitzvahs tzitzis, im kavanas ha-mitzvah ma'akeves. Let's say you put on tzitzis without intention, or intention not to be yaitzeh the mitzvah. Dim yilbash kelayim b'tzitzis b'loi kavanas mitzvah oivr b'isr kelayim, l'hasoivrim d'ena hutra rak duchuya, v'gam bito mitzvahs asei keloivish talos b'loi tzitzis, oi efshir, t'gam hocha ha-mitzvah hi toitzuas ha-maisa shei melubash b'tzitzis, and to plug it into our Sprach, which Rabbi Chanan is telling us, what is the construct of this mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah in the action to put on the tzitzis, lehis ateif b'tzitzis? Or the mitzvah is the result that you are wearing tzitzis, sh'ata mu'utaf b'tzitzis, that you're wearing tzitzis, that's the mitzvah. So the mitzvah to put on tzitzis, the ma'isa mitzvah, or the mitzvah is to have tzitzis on you, lehis mu'utaf b'tzitzis. And l'chayra, there are many nafkaminas to this chakira. Rabbi Chanan already references a few of them, but in Maram Makom number 5, I brought at least 4 nafkaminas to this chakira. Rabbi Chanan references the first two. First of all, kavana. Let's say a person has kavana not to be yoytzeh the mitzvah. So he has kavana when he's putting on the tzitzis, he doesn't want to fulfill the mitzvah. So if the mitzvah is to put on the tzitzis, and he is explicitly saying, I don't want to have a kiyum mitzvah, then of course he's not mekayim the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the resultant that he's wearing the tzitzis, so now that he's wearing the tzitzis, so there's no problem, he now has the kiyum mitzvah. Another nafka mina. Is it like he's wearing a beged of dalad kanefos without tzitzis? So says Rabbi Chanan, which is a chiddush, that if the kavanah is to put on the tzitzis, to put on the beged, and you have kavanah, you don't want to fulfill the mitzvah, so now it's like you're wearing a beged without dalad kanefos, because you explicitly said, when I'm putting on this tzitzis and the beged, I don't want to fulfill the mitzvah. So therefore, they're just a bunch of strings hanging on your shirt. But it's not a chefta shel tzitzis. But if you learn the result is the mitzvah is the result of having the tzitzis upon you, so a mitzvah b'toitza'a, you can't have kavana not to be yitzah. You can't have kavana to make them ois tzitzis. Mela, says Rabbi Chanan, it would come out, I'm still mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, even if I had kavana not to be yitzah, and I'm not mevatel the asay of putting tzitzis on. L'chur, there's another nafkamina. Let's say I put on tzitzis when it's not the Zman Chiyuva. Let's say we hold that night is not Zman Chiyuv, or a Kotel is not Nisgadel, and then it becomes the day he becomes a Gadol. So did I fulfill my mitzvah or not? Well, it depends. If the mitzvah is to do the Maise Ituf B'Tzitzis, to put on the Tzitzis on me, so if I put it on when it wasn't a Zman Chiyuv, when it was Laila, or when I was a Kotel, so I'm not Yehi to the mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is the result of having the Tzitzis on you, so in Chanami, even if I put them on when I was a katan, when I was a lav zman tzitzis, but now that I'm wearing them, when the zman mitzvah comes, now I'm a gadol, now it's the daytime, so I did absolutely nothing wrong. A fourth nafkamina. Let's say somebody else puts the tzitzis on me. Is there any issue with that? We know there's a concept of mitzvah boy, yosim bishtuchai, or a mitzvah ayidei atz akapanim. We should try to do mitzvahs on our own. So if the mitzvah is the maisa tzitzis, so the chayr is somebody else can't help me put the tzitzis on because it's my mitzvah and nobody else's mitzvah. But if the mitzvah is just the result of me wearing tzitzis, so who cares if I put them on, if my friend puts them on, if a monkey puts them on? There's no difference. As long as I have the result of me wearing the tzitzis, I have fulfilled my mitzvah. So that's at least four nafkaminas to Rabbi Chanan's chakira is the mitzvah in the maisa or the mitzvah in the tzitzah. If you listen to last week's shir, it's reminiscent of the chakira of Rabbi Chaim by the halakas menorah in the mikdash. The mitzvah to light the menorah, the mitzvah is to have the menorah lit, and the Chazon Ish said, if it is only the result-oriented mitzvahs, even a monkey can do the action, because the ikkar is the result. So here too, if a monkey would put on your tzitzis, if he wants out of the chakira, there'd be absolutely no problem. So that is the construct of formulation of the feet. Rabbi Chanan, is it a maisa mitzvah, or is it a taitzos mitzvah, a bunch of nafkamidas? Let's go to another nekuda in this inyan. We know there's really two components of tzitzis. There's tzitzis and there's the beged. What is the relationship? What is the yachas between the tzitzis and the beged? Is the beged just a placeholder? Or now that the beged actually has tzitzis on them, it has been transformed into something else? If you look at Marmukah number 6 in the Mishmeres Chaim from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg in Tzitzis Hei, he brings a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says, the tzarech likach talis na'e, tzitzis na'im, mishum zeh keli va'anveyu. We know that talis and tzitzis both have to be in proper form. They have to be beautiful. Frek de Magen Avraham, I don't understand. Mezuzah has no such halacha that the home has to be beautiful. Dr. B'chaim Pinchas, v'gabe mezuzah le'metzina mishiyem v'shad tzarech yehe le'bayis na'e, mishum zeh keli va'anveyu. Maybe people think today that you have to build a nice home for the mezuzah. Maybe that's the limud zchus on people today who build homes like this. But fundamentally, we don't see any marimakum in halacha that a home has to be beautiful just because of the mezuzah on it. So how do we understand this nekuda? So says Reb Chaim Pinchas, v'nira d'loy domi. It's not the same. Why is the beged different than the home? If the beged has to be beautiful because the tzitzis are resting upon them, so too should the home have to be beautiful as well because the mezuzah is resting upon it. And says Reb Chaim Pinchas, no. V'nira d'loy domi, d'gabe tzitzis, chutei tzitzis nasim l'chelek shel habeged, d'hakol beged echad, v'hamitzvah eina ela hatzitzis, ela kol habeged im hatzitzis nasis l'cheftah shel mitzvah, d'haynu talis shel mitzvah. it becomes one unit. The tzitzis and the beged fuse into one chefetz shel mitzvah. Memela, the entire chefetz shel mitzvah needs to have it in a beautiful status because it is all the chefetz shel mitzvah. Both the talus and the tzitzis are subject to zekeli manveu, subject to hider. V'chein arminan zekeli manveu gam ala talus. Ma'ash inkin gabi mezuzah, de'bevade le'nazis ha'mezuzah le'chele kabayis, and therefore there's no obligation to make a beautiful home because it is the placeholder of the mezuzah, but the beged and the tzitzis become one, memela both are subject to hider. However, zok de heilige stipler in Yevamis, in Ois Dalet, in Maramoka number 7, he disagrees. Will inyan mitzvah tzitzis nira pashat l'cha'ira, the bechol habeged ainay mekayim mitzvah klal rak b'hatzitzis hamunachim boy k'aved mitzvah, and he asks the kasha: you could have to build a beautiful home because of the mezuzah. The same thing Rabbi Chaim Pinchas brought, so did the stipler. V'agei atzmecha yeshiv bebayis sheyesh b'mezuzah otu nemar shekol habayis habichaticha de mitzvah. No way. V'ochrami b'tzitzis hamitzvah hu rak mitzias chutei atzitzis avalivishes kol habeged atzmei ena asiyas mitzvah. A machlokes between the Mir and the Varad, between Chaim Pinchas and the Stipler. How do we understand the connection, the relationship between the Beged and the Tzitzis? Is it one Chavtos Shal Mitzvah, or only the Tzitzis is the Chavtos Shal Mitzvah, and the Beged is unrelated? L'cha'ira, the nafkminas that we said, would there be hider on the Beged, is really a shtickle stira between a Gemara in Shabbos and a Rashi in Bava Kama, who seems to bring otherwise. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, Marmoka number 8, says, Sukkis noe, lulub noe, shayper noe, tzitzis noe. Seems to be only the tzitzis. But Rashi, in Baba Kama, on Daf Tes Amud Beis, brings this Gemara, Maramoka number 9, and says, Rashi, no. The Gemara says, asilacha sefer toe noe, lulub noe, talis noe, tzitzis noe. Rashi has an additional word or two in the Gemara, which is critical for this Chakira. Rashi says both talis noe and tzitzis noe. So is it only the tzitzis, which is the pashas the Gemara, or is it the tzitzis and the talus, which is where Rashi brings the Gemara? The chur, that's totally in the shaila. If you learn, like the stipler, that only the tzitzis are chetzos shel mitzvah, then of course only the tzitzis have hider. But if you learn that the beged and the tzitzis are one chetzos shel mitzvah, one unit, that's like Rashi in Bava Kama, that talus and tzitzis both have hider. The chur, another nafkemina, can I use the beged for something that's not so nice, a tashmish megune, says the Mishnah Brura in Chof Aleph Yud Beis, Marmoka number 10. Uva oid hatzitzis alav im rasha leishtamish b'hatalus tashmish she'ena megune. So megune, for sure you can't use. A disgraceful action, for sure you can't do. But can I use the talus stam to cover my face for a minute, to use it to warm my body up? Can I do that? Says the Mishnah Brura to Machlekes, das ha'oilas tamid deshari. Tidavka b'tzitzis oiser, v'la'taz oser. So the machlek is the oila Shabbos, the oilas tamid, and the taz. Everybody agrees I can't use the tzitzis just to tie something up for a minute. I can't use the tzitzis just to scratch my back. Can I use the beged, though, for something that's not meguna, but also not for a mitzvah purpose? That's a machlek is the oilas tamid, who says you could. So if you want to warm yourself up and wrap yourself in a talus for warmth, not an oif in a kiyah mitzvah, no problem. If you want to put up the talus as a mechitza for a minute, no problem, because the talus is not a tashmishet mitzvah. Says the Taz, I disagree. You can't use the talus for anything else except what you can use the tzitzis for, which is the mitzvah itself. The chur, that's totally in this chakira. If you learn the pshat is the chetzos shel mitzvah is both of them, so both of them can only be used for the mitzvah. But if the chetzos shel mitzvah is only the tzitzis, then there's no problem to use the talus for a non-mitzvah purpose. L'chor, one more nafkamina, Maramoka number 11. This is the Chutshani in Tzitzis Ches Gimel. He wants to know, what if someone made the wrong bracha on the talus? He said, this hatef b'talus, and not this atef b'tzitzis. Maisa shoya kachava. What is the halacha? Does he have to go make another bracha again? So he gives his mahalach ayin sham. I would suggest it's totally this chakira. If you learn that talus and the tzitzis become one unit, then this atef b'talus is really not a problem, because you are saying the bracha on the mitzvah. The tzitzis and the talus are one and the same. But if you learn like the stipler, if you learn like the other achroinim, that the pshat is only the tzitzis is the mitzvah, and not the talis is the mitzvah. So the Torah, the bracha of this ate betalis is the wrong bracha, because the talis is just a placeholder. It's like making a bracha on mezuzah lehaniach bias. It's the wrong bracha. Memela, you would not be mekayim the mitzvah. So we had a bunch of nafkaminas in Rabbi Chanan's chakira is the mitzvah the maisit of the taitzah, one classic chakira, and another machlokes between the stipler and Rav Chaim Pinchas is the mitzvah of talis and tzitzis one unit, or is only the tzitzis the mitzvah and the talis is just a placeholder? Nafkaminas hider, nafkamina tashmet sheinah shel mitzvah, and maybe nafkamina if you made the wrong bracha satay betalis and a lot is satay betzitzis. We should have a lot of hatzlacha in our learning this week. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.